Gimme current daven sech besachen daven and hey begin on the base. You get the test the master begin with the Gemara. Eilu regalim, those who do the pilgrimages to the base of Megiddo 3 times a year, misakim in the lame, they fix their shoes. Rish Tosfos explains a ramification of this halacha, and as it relates to Gemara Moed Kat, because the Gemara wanted to say according to Rabbi Yehuda, so they're allowed to make the shoes on Erev Pesach because you're allowed to fix them. So he says, Mahacha Mashm Behedra here explicitly sounds like the Asla Sakman Al Machal Moed, that one is forbidden in generally to fix their shoes on Chol Moed, because the Lahitiru are only permitted, Elo Oilu Galim Dafka, only the Oilu Galim, they're allowed to fix it, and again, therefore, Erev Yom Tov, which is more lenient, you could even go ahead, according to Bez Rida, and make their shoes. And but in general, a regular person cannot fix their shoes on Chol Moed. And Tosfos explains. He says, "Ve'enam, don't say the davar avir." Who? What I mean? It's a loss which is permitted whenever there's a davar avir allowed on chalamayid, which is shem yikra yaseh, because we don't fix the mitir even more. So Tosfos, no, da yachalik nes chadashim. You can buy new shoes, and therefore that's not a reason to go ahead and fix the old ones, and you can fix it after Yom Tov. Now we pack mishahafach ma'isach brisa, and the Gemara made cut and W Yilam Alaf. The Gemara brings this price. So the Gemara asks, "Lamatir, if that's the case, that whatever is permitted in chalamayid, she's allowed to do Erev Pesach, even initially, so lavler lishteri, so a scribe should be permitted. Shekin kais v'gidei nashim v'shei b'am, because the chalamayid, he also could write divorce documents and receipts, so he should be able to do initially on Erev Pesach. Ketnan b'perik el megalchen, and Davir Tches and Beza is permitted to do these on chalamayid. Mishani Shab, and the Gemara gives a good answer and says, yes, no, only the malachas that we mentioned here are permitted because they're tzarech yom tiv, in contrast, a scribe, although he could do on chol moed, but since not tzarech yom tiv, he cannot do like a tchila on Erev Pesach. Tinnik says, Master, begin with the Gemara, the Messiah Shem Yignav, but now he's afraid that if it's going to get stolen, so then the Gemara says that then he's allowed to bring it to his house discreetly. So he's going to explain that he says, but Bekivichin Yochel Anicham Abesai. Now, since he can't leave it in the house of the person who's fixing it, the craftsman, because like we said that he doesn't trust him, and Belovei Bais Samachla, he can't leave it in the house near him because he's afraid it's going to get stolen. So lo he's a kakula nich bevei shlishi. So they didn't make him have to go ahead and get a third place, because what Tosfos is addressing is, wait a second, you're not allowed to bring it home because of Tircha Mayit. So although you can't leave it by him or by the house nearby, but maybe find a third location. And this says no, that they didn't make you go through that effort, and in that situation where those other two are not an option, that they permit him to bring it discreetly to his own house.